克里米亚的.
So the most ancient Jews are from Crimea.
你知道吗? 今年我们才知道什么叫克里米亚.
So this year we knew what Crimea.
其实从前我们读历史也读一点了.
So we probably studied a little bit about.
但老早就还给老师了.
But we already gave it up.
那就是因为这个新闻上一直讲。
But because the Bible, sorry, the news kept on talking about it.
哦，然后我们才讲，哦，原来是克里米亚.
So now we know about Crimea.
哦，然后你才想，原来这就是圣经的西古提.
So now this is the Scythia in the Bible.
明白吗？
Now understand.
那这一点我想是非常重要的.
This is very important.
这是第二个观念我们要有.
This is the second perception we have.
那顺便我提一下。
Now let me mention another thing.
如果今天到了，罗马尼亚。
If you come to Romania,
这个罗马尼亚当然有内山地的部分, 有沿海的部分。
So in Romania, there is the mountainous region and the area around the shore.
那沿海的部分呢?
The area around the shore.
不要忘记了,
don't forget.
如果保罗那个时候, 他真的往比推尼去的话,
so if Paul went to Bithynia at the time,
他很可能就到了罗马尼亚。
It's possible that he went to Romania.
那罗马尼亚在古时候叫什么名字呢?
Now what was the ancient name of Romania?
尤其是在沿海的部分,
especially along the shore,
叫做小西古提。
It's called the small Scythia.
就好像小亚细亚一样。
Just like Asia Minor.
它这个叫做 Scythia Minor.
Scythia Minor.
Yeah, 所以很清楚的，一个是西古提，一个是小西古提。
One is Scythia, one is Scythia Minor.
好，所以我想这个大概我们有点常识才可以。
So now we need to have a basic concept.
所以等一等，我们还给大家看看地图。So
I'm going to show you a map.
那么大家才有一点的观念。
Then you'll have a concept.
那因为我们讲到第一个循环，一定要讲到这些地方。
So for the first cycle, we have to mention all these places.
所以大家呢能有个概念，我想对大家是有帮助的。
So for you to have an idea is important.
好，这是第二点，希望在我们心里清楚的。
So this is the second point we have to know.
那现在呢，我们翻到以西结书。Now
we need to turn to Ezekiel.
还有几个地名呢，我们需要熟悉一下。So
we have to know a few other names, places.
39章。
Chapter 39.
啊，对不起，我们翻到38章。
Chapter 38.
这里有几个地名,
a few names you have to know.
就是38章第一节,
38 verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说,
and the word of the Lord came to me saying,
人子啊, 你要面向马各地的哥哥, 就是罗斯米舍土巴的王。
Son of man, set your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against it.
好, 那么这里面呢, 有几个地名, 我们稍微说一下。
So now there are a few names that we should touch upon.
这个罗斯呢, 就是俄罗斯。
Rosh is Russia.
米舍呢, 就是莫斯科。
Meshach is Moscow.
土巴我们不知道。
Tubal we don't know.
那么讲的哥面,
when it talks about
就是德国。 哥面。 就第六节的哥们, Gomer.
Oh, so verse 6. Oh, Gomer is Germany.
那因为Gomer跟German是一个字, 你知道吗? 应该是。
So, Gomer and Germany is one word.
意思就是说他, 那这个就是圣经中的哥们人。
So these are the people mentioned here, Gomer.
然后呢, 这里的波斯人, 古诗人, 还有弗人, 弗人就是利比亚人, 利比亚人。
So, verse 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Put with them. People Put are from Libya.
还有托加马族。
And then also in verse
第六节,
6, Togarma. That Togarma.
这个托加马族呢, 其实呢, 就是在北方的基础。
So this is to the northern ends of the earth.
那么不要忘记啊,
don't forget.
讲到南方的基础,
when you talk about the remote parts of the south,
是伊索比亚,
it's Ethiopia.
讲到北方的基础,
the northern parts of
你已经到了托加马了,
you come to Togarma.
到了托加马, 你就到了马各,
Togarma is Gomer.
你叫到罗斯,
and then you come to Rosh.
到了米舍,
Meshach.
换句话已经到了今天俄罗斯的那一带地方。
So you come to Russia.
那么讲到俄罗斯的时候,
when you talk about Russia,
你知道跟亚弗有关系,
have to do with Japheth.
我们好不好看一下创世纪第十章。
Can we look in Genesis chapter 10?
第十章,
Genesis chapter 10,
你看亚弗的儿子是哥面。
The son of Japheth is Gomer.
那就是德国。
And German.
然后呢马代马各。
And Magog.
马各就是刚才我们所说的那一代。
Magog is the whole area.
马代。
Russia and Madai.
然后亚丸。
Javan.
亚丸就是希腊。
Javan is Greece.
就是 Ion, 你懂吗你这个 你知道讲到希腊的时候有两部分一个是希腊半岛这个。
So you, when you talk about Greece, there's two parts, there's the Greek peninsula.
还有呢大家知道讲的特洛伊了你不要讲木马屠城记了。通通在伊，通通都是在爱琴海的东边。
To the east of Egypt.
什么以弗所了
？Ephesus.
米利都了。
Miletus.
所以这些地方呢，通通算是希腊。
This is all part of Greece.
但是这些地方，我们不都讲 Ionish， 就是都是讲到是希腊，不过用另外一个字。
But these are all, it's part of Greece, but we use another word.
而那个字在圣经里面就是亚丸。
And then in the Bible, that word is Javan.
亚丸呢就是风很大的意思。
Javan means that the wind is blowing
strong. 如果你到那一带去你就看见风的确是很大。
If you go there, the wind is indeed blowing strong.
好了然后呢下面第三节。
In verse 3.
哥灭的儿子是亚什基拿。
The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz.
还有托加玛。
Riphath and Togarma.
你明白吗
Now you understand?
所以这个通通放在一起的。
So you put them all together.
那么亚什基拿呢也有很有意思。
Ashkenaz is very interesting.
今天呢我们讲的犹太人主要把它分成两大部分。
So when you talk about the Jews today, you divide them into two groups.
一个我们说他是亚什基拿的犹太人。
One group is called the Ashkenazi Jews.
那特别指的东欧的犹太人。
It speaks about those from the Eastern Europe.
还有讲的 Sabbatic Jews 就讲到流落到西班牙的犹太人。
Then Sabbatic Jews are those that are in, went to Spain.
明白吗？一个是从北边回来的。
One came from the north.
一个从西边回来。
One came from the west.
从西边回来叫 Sephardic Jews.
One from the west are those Sephardic Jews.
从北边回来的叫做亚什基拿犹太人。
So from the north are those Ashkenazi Jews.
所以这些通通在圣经里面。
So this is all in the Bible.
那希望大家能有个很简单的认识。
So this is a very clear understanding.
所以到了黑海。
So, come to the Black Sea.
到了里海。
To the Caspian Sea.
到了高加索山脉。
So come to the Togarma,
到了苏联的南部。
South of Russia.
你已经来到了谁的范围呢？你已经来到了这个叫什么？来到了这个亚弗的范围。
You come to the area of Japheth.
那就是白人的范围。
And that's the area of the of
那就是欧洲人的开始。
Or it's the start of Europe.
所以不要忘了，我们讲亚弗最早最早是从那里开始的。
So Japheth started from over there.
好，所以这个是讲的北方的基础。
So this speaks about the northern remotest parts of Europe.
我想这几件这几点我们认识对我们很有帮助。
So now that we know these points, this is very important.
我再说一遍。
Let me report.
第一个是帕提亚。
Parthians.
你要记得帕提亚王国是跟那个西罗马帝国是旗鼓相当的。
So they are direct, diametrically opposite to the Romans.
然后我们讲的西古提。
And then the Scythians.
你记得也是讲的黑海的北边。
North of the Black Sea.
那么而且一直讲到就是讲到黑海跟里海。
And it talks about the Black Sea and the Caspian.
然后讲的莫斯科米舍。
And then Moscow, Meshach.
讲到俄罗斯罗斯。
Russia, Rosh.
那么也讲的托加马。
And Togarma.
所以偷偷指着那一带来说。
It all refers to that area.
而这一带是我们很不熟悉的。
It's an area we don't know very well.
可是呢圣经里面特别提到它。
So the Bible references it.
那么等一等我们就要看见在第一个循环里面有一些故事是跟他们有关系的。
So we can see that in the first cycle, much of the story has to do with them.
所以这样的话你就可以记在心里。
Then you can remember this.
那最后呢我想我们再看一节的一段圣经。
Lastly, let's look at one more portion.
那就是以赛亚书第49章。
And then it's Isaiah 49.
Isaiah 49 章是很特别的一章圣经。
Isaiah 49 is a very special.
因为那是从耶路撒冷看天下。
But it's looking from the perspective of Jerusalem.
因为讲话的人跟听话的人好像很离开很远很远。
So the one who was speaking and the one who was listening, they were very far apart.
听话的人是在极处。
The person who was listening, he was in the remotest
parts. 他要么在北边的极处。
Either in the remotest parts in the north.
要么在西边的极处。
Or remotest parts in the west.
要么南边的极处。
Or remotest parts in the south.
那为什么要讲到地极呢？
Why you talk about the remotest
part of the earth? 所以这就很有意思了。
So this is very interesting.
所以当你读这一段圣经的时候，
When you read this portion,
你第一个听见一个说话的人。
The first you hear someone speaking.
这个人呢，他说他的名字叫以色列。
First, he says his name is Israel.
这就是我们觉得很奇怪了。
So we think it's interesting.
以色列是个民族嘛。
And Israel is a people.
以色列是指着一些人叫以色列。
Israel refers to certain people.
但是不。
Right? But no.
这里有一个人说他是神的仆人。
There's one person who says he's a servant of God.
他的名字叫以色列。
His name is Israel.
所以现在我们问。
So we want to ask.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
当然这是这一个章圣经里很重要的人。
Of course, this is an important person in this verse.
他就是指着弥赛亚说。
This refers to the Messiah.
指着我们主来说。
Speaks of our Lord.
所以你读这张圣经。
So if we read this chapter,
有两个以色列。
There are two Israels.
一个是说话的以色列。
One who is Israel who speaks.
是说话，在说话的这个以色列。
The one who speaks.
就指着我们的主来说的。
Speaks about our Lord.
那么他有什么使命呢？
Now what is his mission?
他有两个使命。
He has two missions.
一个使命叫做小使命，一个是大使命。
One is the little mission, one is the big mission.
因为是圣经里面自己讲的。
Because it's the Bible who talks about
it. 那小使命是什么呢？
What's the small mission?
那就是第五节。
Verse 5.
他要使，他就是指着我们的主说的。
Now says the Lord.
他要使雅各归向他。
To bring Jacob back to him,
使以色列到他那里
so that Israel might be gathered to him.
明白吗？
Understand?
因为他就是以色列。
Because he is Israel.
所以是以色列到以色列那里去聚集。
So Israel needs to be gathered to Israel.
那第一个是以色列民。
First is the people of Israel.
第二个乃是指着我们主来说的。
Second refers to our Lord.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
什么时候他到那里去聚集呢？
So where is he going to gather them?
那一九四八年的时候
，In 1948，
经过了纳粹屠杀犹太人六百万人以后
，After the Nazis killed more than 6 million Jews，
对犹太人来讲，遍地就是饥荒。
So for the Jews, everything was like a drought.
他们终于回来了。
Now they came back.
他们到谁那里去聚集呢
？Where did they meet and gather?
他们到我们的主那里去聚集。
They gathered towards our Lord.
那是1948年的故事。
1948.
可是很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
当这个十个兄弟要到以色列去，要到埃及去递粮的时候，买粮食的时候
，So when the ten brothers when they went to Egypt to buy grain.
他们到哪里去聚集呢
？Where did they gather?
他们到约瑟那里去聚集。
They gathered towards Joseph.
很有意思。
It's interesting.
他们不认识约瑟。
They didn't know Joseph.
约瑟认识他。
Joseph knew them.
所以1948年
，In 1948,
一直到今天
，Even until today,
犹太人不认识我们的主。
The Jews don't know our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的主认识他。
But our Lord knows them.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
这个约瑟。他为什么不立刻就和他的兄弟相认
？So why didn't Joseph immediately admit that he was Joseph?
他不能和他弟兄相认。
He couldn't do that with his brothers.
虽然他从心里饶恕他的弟兄
，even though he forgave his brothers，
他没有怨
，he had no，
他也没有恨
，hate。
他随时随地都可以拥抱他的弟兄。
He could embrace them anytime.
但他知道
，but he knew，
他如果要爱弟兄的话
，if he wants to love them，
他不能够把没有无罪有罪的当作无罪。
He cannot take that which was sinful and consider.
如果这样的话，他的兄弟永远不会悔改，不会。
Otherwise, they will never repent.
所以你看见吗？那个时候约瑟他没有动声色。
So Joseph didn't share what who he was.
你看见他是一直等等，希望说。这是他的兄弟良心发现。
So he was waiting until their conscience would light up.
所以等到真正卖约瑟的犹大出来说话。
So when Judah came back.
然后犹大对约瑟说。
And Judah said.
他说千千万万不要让便雅悯留下。
Do not let Benjamin stay.
因为这童子的心是和我父亲的心相连。
Because this child's heart is united with his father.
弟兄姊妹，你看见现在对了。
Now it's right.
如果几年前他发现说约瑟的心是和他的父亲的心相连的话
，So if he had discovered that his brother Joseph's heart was united with his father's heart,
他就不会把 约瑟出卖。
He would not sell his brother.
所以那个时候他就这么说的。
So this is what he said.
他说我愿意留下。
So I'm willing to stay.
我愿意代替我的弟兄。
I'm willing to take the place of my brother.
换一句话说。
In other words.
几十年前。
Tens of years.
是我把约瑟卖到。
I sold my brother Joseph.
卖到埃及
了。Egypt.
现在我愿意把自己
Now I'm willing to sell myself to Egypt.
到那个时候
At that point,
Joseph 听不下去
Joseph couldn't take it.
约瑟就和他兄弟彼此